escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're live on YouTube. Subscribe for free. It's absolutely free. You pay no money. $0. 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. About last night coming up at 7:45. Also a argument in the dugout that should have probably happened in the clubhouse last night as the Guardians were shut out for the third straight game. They've lost six in a row.
They're getting pummeled. They are getting, like, destroyed.
Which,
this is, the last three games, was this worse than a 10-game losing streak?
I'm sitting on something right now, and I'm waiting to post it here. Well, not post it, but to bring it up, because I think somebody wants to deflect to you about a certain subject, Owen.
Yeah, that's
so,
fine.
I don't think it's your fault, though.
I'm disheartened.
I'm going, even though you have a microphone, I'm going to defend you on a certain point that somebody else brought up, and that's coming up a little bit later.
24-0? That's the last three games?
It's a Browns game.
Holy cow.
And that's a Browns game.
That's hard to do in baseball.
You read an article, have we just been embarrassing ourselves the last month?
Yeah, I saw this awful announcing, and somebody that lives like three streets over from me was the author.
Really?
Ben, your neighbors? Ben Axelrod.
Can you leave dog you-know-what on his porch if you have a problem with it?
I tweeted at him. I said, you know, Ben, you could have just texted us if you thought this was the case. But
I read the article. He didn't mention us.
No, I know. It's more about, like, the national voices, but, you know, people have lumped us in there for sure. I mean, we've had people locally go, you guys are really debating a four-string quarterback again?
Yeah.
That's your topic today?
Yes.
And, I mean, if
yeah,
I could show you the interest levels, they're there.
If we didn't have two first-round picks, if we did not have a 40-year-old quarterback, you would be valid in that. But we don't, or we have all those things. So, yeah, we're gonna argue about that. Again, the whole... For a fan, the entire goal of the season is to not have your time wasted. Go right on ahead, Tone.
Well, I guess the bigger question is, like, the Shador stuff. You knew he was going to be a lightning rod. I don't think I thought it would be what it ended up being, which was every national voice had multiple segments. Some of them had, like, 5 to 10 segments about a four-string quarterback. I don't think I've ever seen that. I know there have been popular guys. Like I compared very early on to Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow was a first-round pick and was a national champion, was a Heisman winner.
Okay.
Shador had the name and the great story. We talked about Shador a ton the previous 2 years. We talked about him and Dion and Colorado and obviously Travis Hunter. There was a lot there to talk about. So that was obviously inbounds. People understood why you'd be talking about that. And a month before the combine, really the leading up till the combine, I think we all thought he was going to be a first-round pick.
Yes.
Most thought he was a first-round pick. Mel Kiper thought he would be number two. And so we wondered when he dropped to the fifth round, I told Ken, I'm like, well, there goes a lot of the Shador stuff. I mean, how much are people really going to be talking about one of the worst teams in football having a quarterback room with four? Like, how much is it really going to be talked about? I was totally wrong.
Yeah.
I was totally wrong. It was a national topic every single day.
Every day.
With people tracking the stats. You know, that was probably a little too far, right? I mean, people are interested in it. So you're going to give people what they're interested in. But in terms of, like, people that know the league, I mean, that's pretty crazy. You wouldn't normally do that for any fifth-round pick or four-string quarterback. But then, you know, we had on yesterday Emory Hunt, and he said he's not a fifth-round pick. I mean, he fought back with us. He's like, he's a first-round pick.
I love the interview. He's 92.3thefan.com.
Like, well, no, he slipped to the fifth. He probably is not a fifth-round profile. But, you know, he was taken in the fifth, and he would not acknowledge it. He's like, no, he's a first-round pick. You treat him like a first-round pick. Well, the Browns clearly were not doing that.
Well, I always said, I go, you can't treat him like a normal fifth-round pick because he's just not a normal fifth-round pick. I mean, we've seen this entire thing. And I think that when you do this, like it, what Shador has done, he intersects sports and culture. Mm-hmm. And when you intersect sports and culture, there's a lot of people who do have the best of intentions, but there's also people who are going to do their very best to turn things into a circus. And if I'm one of the chief clowns, fine, go right on ahead. Because I want to see a chance to have a guy like, this is an HBO. I'm not on Infinity Sports Network right now. I'm being very dead honest with everybody. I want to see what's best for the football team for the future. And there is a hope that I'm clinging to. And it might not be very realistic. It's probably not realistic that maybe there's some gold. I want that story that there's gold in them there hills where you could find a guy and then maybe use the two first round picks for something else next year. More than likely, 90% sure that's not going to happen. And the more games that Joe Flacco plays for the Cleveland Browns, and then the more games that Dylan Gabriel plays for the Cleveland Browns, it's highly unlikely that happens. It goes up even further, and it's already 90%. But there's still a hope that you cling to. The other conversations, though, you know, the word disingenuous has been thrown around on both sides.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I think it's been something to examine. Like, I think some people may have embarrassed themselves with some of the things that they've thrown around. Because you and I, we know the Browns. Okay, we've been in the building. We've been to the gala, as Nick likes to say. I can tell you unequivocally. Like, they wouldn't go out of their way to sabotage. Now, they might do it by accident, sabotaging them, because they've had the best of intentions for a long time and have messed those up. But they didn't go out of their way to sabotage them. And some of the things that were thrown around about the Browns were just outrageously untrue over the last month. And so when you come out and you say that, like, this is untrue about the Browns. Listen, I know these guys. They're desperate for any quarterback. Like, we've been down that road a million times. Well, you guys are the home of the Browns. All you guys do is cover for the Browns. Like, you can't win. And I'm going, man, guys, I've said meaner things about the Browns over the last 14 years than I have about the other two teams in town combined. And still, I don't think that they would do that. I mean, that is sinister. They wouldn't do that to Shador Sanders, and they wouldn't do that to, I think, any quarterback that they've ever had.
Well, people did say,
certainly
did,
not a rookie.
Did this, in the end, did it validate the people that thought taking him in the fifth round would be a circus, because I don't think the circus was in town, but I think the circus revolving around all the Browns conversation, that is something that did transpire.
It's weird. There was a circus, but the tent was never up in Berea.
Yeah, was not
and
there.
And the tent's usually up and in
really,
Berea.
Really, gotta be honest. Like, yeah, the national media check out every camp. It wasn't like when Manziel was here, ESPN immediately had, I think it was Jeremy Fowler or whatever, like, that, like, hey, you're covering the Browns now. Like, get over there. Like, they had, we had networks stationed with their coverage daily of Johnny Manziel here. That wasn't happening with Shador. Part of it was he was way down on the depth chart. Like,
but when he was starting that game against Carolina, I mean, you still had, what, 2.5 million viewers?
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
had a lot of people checking in on that game, seeing what he did, and was only better as he played better in that game against Carolina. It's just this weird time where you don't know really what category to put him in. Because, again, fifth round pick, I still think he's going to start a game for the Browns this year. I'm even more confident, obviously, than I was yesterday morning that he's going to start a game for the Browns this year now that Kenny Pickett has been sent to the Las Vegas Raiders for a fifth round pick. So I feel even more confident about it. Now, what do we do? Because today we talk about it because Kenny Pickett's been traded. Eventually, it goes away, and we got to talk about Joe, and then we'll see what happens after every Joe start. And then we'll see what happens after every Dylan Gabriel start, and so on and so forth. Like, it goes away, but this last month, it's been different, but I can't say I'm not used to the arguments. I can't say I'm not used to the circus. We've had Johnny, Baker, Odell, Shador, now with four different guys that have come with their own set of conversations and circumstances here. It's just a new way to have an old argument about, are the Browns doing what they need to be doing to get the very best out of this player? Is the player worth it in the long run? Johnny was not worth it. Baker turned out to be worth it. Odell really turned out to not be worth it. Really turned out to not be worth it. I loved Odell, not worth it. We'll find out about Shador. So right now, you're 2 for 3 on guys that aren't worth it. And the one, now that's going to stick with you for a long time, it seems.
Do you think, like, once the games start, like, week one, there will be a shot of Shador and there will be some comments. Week number two might be a shot of Shador and a little bit more, you know, muted comments.
It just
by
depends.
Week three, are they still going to be showing Shador Sanders
depends.
On the sidelines?
It just depends on how the games go, because if they win some games, if they start off 1-2 or something like that, then, yeah, he goes away. The conversations go away.
But the funny thing is,
but if you're in the fourth quarter.
No, the funny thing is, when they took him, like, we're like, people are like, oh my God, Shador, his dad is going to be talking about the Browns in every press conference. Hasn't happened. Literally has not been any of that. There has been no issue with Deion Sanders. There's been no issue, really, from anybody in the Sanders camp, other than, if you want to say, his brother shooting video when, you know, he was talking to Tony that was it.
But
that's the only time you've had anything.
It's week three and it's 27-3 against Green Bay and we're losing. They got to find someone to talk about in the fourth quarter. And they ain't going to talk about any backups with Green Bay.
So Joe playing well is the way to truly silence any of that talk.
Yes. If you guys are sick and tired of hearing about it, and sometimes we get sick and tired of talking about him, you better hope Joe Flacco balls out this year. The longer he balls out, the quieter that conversation is. And then you get the best of both worlds, because then you get some competitive play. You get a 40-year-old that everybody likes, a veteran, a guy that took you to the playoffs at one point, and there's no doubt you would just use those picks to go after a quarterback next year because you're in that spot and he's 40 years old, for crying out loud. So that's the thing you have to hope for. Then if the wheels come off with him, then you got to hope the same thing for Dylan Gabriel. So there are definitely people who are out there that are sick and tired of the conversation, but it's the brightest spot for the future I think I have right now until we really start in earnest. All right, Cade Klubnik. Okay, Garrett Nussmeier. Okay, Lenora Sellers. Like, that conversation started.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.